This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's city council has approved paying out $500,000 to settle two separate misconduct claims with its sheriff and police departments. In one claim, six deputies pinned down a man they believed was resisting them, but had actually been sedated by paramedics. The victim was paid $400,000. The sheriff's and police departments have paid millions from settlements and jury trials in the past few years over claims of misconduct. New home construction is on the rise in the Pikes Peak region. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Building permits issued for single-family homes increased by 32% year-to-date when compared to the same time last year. That's after a two-year slump, according to the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, which handles permits for El Paso County, Colorado Springs, and six other municipalities. More than half of the nearly 1,500 total permits were for Colorado Springs. Officials say there are signs that activity will stay high. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A bill authorizing a new Chicano-themed license plate in Colorado is now law. The plate was designed by a group of diverse artists from around the state. It features a pair of brown hands against a mountain backdrop and a bright orange sunburst sky. Funds raised through the sales of the special plate will support youth leadership and other Chicano community programs around the state. Colorado will be well represented at this week's U.S. Open Golf Championship. Three Coloradans will play at Pinehurst Country Club in North Carolina. Last year's U.S. Open champion, Wyndham Clark, is from Denver. Also on the course will be Denver native Mark Hubbard and amateur Colin Prater, who teaches biology at Cheyenne Mountain High School in Colorado Springs. And in the Springs and around Denver, temperatures in the 80s this afternoon, getting hotter tomorrow, and in the 90s on Wednesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.